All right, today we have the last two sifim of Kuf Gimel. In addition to that, I brought here copies of some additional material on Nais and Tam Lefgam, which I hope we'll have time, or we will have time, Bezus Hashem, to get to. And all in all, we're going to deal with four issues of Nais and Tam Lefgam, which are Negei Ledina very much. We'll start with Sivav. Sivav and Siv Zayin. Sivav is an easy sif, and you're familiar with it. Siv Zayin, not as much. He's making additional copies in the office, as long as the machine will work. Yesh Mishaymer. Shimsamu Pilpalim Bechderi Shalissa Shaina Basyayma Hakel Osir. The Chorpe Mishav Yalei Lishvach. Now this shita is a shita you're all familiar with. The Shulchan Aruch calls it a Yesh Mishaymer, although we definitely paskin this way, that there's an exception to the rule of Eina Ben Yaymai, that if you put pilpalim peppers in a pot of Yisr, which is not a Ben Yaymai, a kol Aser, the blias that go into the pot of food become Aser, the Churpe Mishav Yalei Lishvach, because the sharpness turns it into something mishubach, into a good taste. Now it doesn't mean that if you have something spoiled and you add a davar charif that it becomes taste good. It still tastes bad. But a taste which is not so perceptible, which is ein ben yaymi, it's an old taste in a pot. When it comes into a davar charif, the nature of a davar charif is that it accents the taste. And therefore, davar charif is mechal yalei lishvach. Now immediately the Taz points out, it's a cut and test. You might think that if you're cooking a chalent and you put in some pepper, that it's going to make the whole pot into a davar charif. So he says that's not, well, it depends on the chalent, but usually it's not that way. It doesn't mean that there's some davar charif in a pot of food. It means that the total of the pot is mostly a davar charif. As the Taz says in Sefkad and Tes, Mavur Tzad, the case is based, Dafka Rubai Davacharif Binan. It has to be Raiva Davacharif. Mishum Hachi Binan Akapanim Betavlin Chela Gadol Shonigash Harbe Bechidera. It doesn't mean the amount of vinegar somebody might add to as an ingredient to something that's being made. That doesn't necessarily make it a Davacharif. It has to be that the total of what's being made is a Davacharif. So that is the psak. It's not strictly rive. The Lashon rive is not like bitl barive. We always talk about riving me 51%. Of course, it doesn't mean that here. It means that the food that's being made is a sharp food, and then it's mechayel yishvach. Then it turns it into shvach.
Salt would
have hurt. Salt?
Yeah.
No. Nobody
mentions.
You what?
Salt, something like something.
Nobody mentions salt as a davar charif. That's not nice. No, it's not. It doesn't make a blia of a nice in tam l'shvach. You might like food that is salty, but.
The salt itself makes a good taste, but the amount of
it doesn't have a din. Salt doesn't have a din of a davar charif. Chaimitz is mentioned. Other things are mentioned, and never seen the melach, which was very common, that it should be called a davar charif.
Now,
yeah, we've discussed davar charif numerous times. The Beis Meir's rule that this is by kederi shel iser, not by kederi shel heter. That if you have an eina ben yaymi of meat, and you have a davar charif, that we do not say by any ben yabi of meat and it's a davar charif that it's mechal yalei lishvach, because the Beis Meir says trei chumrei lei machmarina. There's a chumra of this sif that a davar charif makes an eina ben yabi into ben yaymai. There's another chumra that the rule of nap or not doesn't apply to a davar charif, that if you're cooking something pariv in a fleshing a pot, what comes out is not a nap or not, it's called a tamrishin. So those two chumras together were not machmir. That's the Beis Meir, which we've discussed in the past. It doesn't pay to talk about it halfway. Those of you who remember it, it's not. I, I have no intention of going through it again. The rule here is a simple rule that it's an exception to Kedera Sheni Ben Yaimai is a Dava Charif. Now, a Dava Charif itself is Heter, and the Bliya is Esser. What? I've right Heter, but the problem is it's nice and tam. Some has nice and tam, as is Telshishin. The Kedera, which has Bliya, now come into the Dava Charif, and it's nice and tam in the Dava Charif. It gives a good taste into the Dava Charif, and therefore it's Mechayel Eleshvach. The Chavis Das here says, what would be the din if you have a Fleshiga Pat and you cook a Dava Charif in a Fleshiga Pat, and then later you clean out the pot, and later you cook a Milchix in that pot, in the Fleshiga Pat? It's Eina Ben Yaimai. All this Eina Ben Yaimai. You have Eina Ben Yaimai Fleshiga Pat. It wasn't used in 24 hours. First, you cook a Dava Charif. Then, you clean out the pot, the clean pot, and you put in milk. You cook milk. Do we say that, the pot is Eina Ben Yaimai from Fleshig, so the milk is kosher? Or do we say, no, in between, you cook the Dava Charif, and the Dava Charif now was mechadish the taste, it made the taste like a new taste of Ben Yaimai, and now you need to do 24 hours. So Chavis Das brings from the Shach in Simon Kufchav Beis, later in the second Chelek of Yeridaya, and he agrees with the Shach, that we do not say that the Dava Charif is mechadish the taste which are in the pot. Whatever taste came into the Dava Charif, so that taste is Mechayel Eleshvach. It's a taste that's Meshuvah. But taste that's in the pot is not the taste that's in the, whatever's still in the pot is a Tam Eina Ben Yaimai, is a Tam Pogum. And it's only in the food that it has a new taste, not back in the original pot. In Eina Ben Yaimai, we're talking about this sif, everything is Eina Ben Yaimai.
The original Nevela was
the Basar? There's no Eina Ben Yaimai on the original Nevela.
No. The original Nevela was spicy.
Right.
And now you wait more
than right. The original food was originally spicy, so then waiting. But here, you're not waiting 24 hours after, thank you, after the Harifus. Does anybody still need to? Thank you, Shaul. What? Alright, it's not exactly the same case, but okay. It will be the same. But, so it's not, doesn't make l'shvach the pliyas that are in the pot. Now we're going to see soon, Mitzvah Shem, another application of this idea. But that's what he says here, and at least this part of it is not an issue of this. No, not also. I said basar. Became basar. It became has a dim basar in the Dava Charif, and whatever goes back in, it's only it does. It's not mechayel shvach in the walls of the keder. I mean the pilpulin. The pilpulin have a taste of basar, and that taste of basar that goes back into the kedera is not asar. Now, there are two reasons for it. One reason, which I don't want to get to till later, because the second reason is the subject of a bit of a machlokes. The reason that he explains here is that only the bliyos that are in the food are turned l'shvach, and not the bliyos that are in the walls. Let me read it to you. He says, I have to hear the prat. Hatama niflat. He says, the taste that stayed in the pot is old. Hatama niflat. You're worried that sometime a basar came out. Afshe nishbach. Even though now it became mushbach. Because of a nivla b'kedera. Shuv havi naparnat. That itself is only a naparnat. That's not an original tam basar. Because that's a bliya that went into a wall, came out. It's not an original tam basar. V'afshe b'dar v'char v'fleishach b'nat. Hainu mishum da charef mekabel kol tam abalua. In a dava charef, there's no naparna, because a dava charef is mekabel the whole taste. Veini noisin kol atam. Uksha a dava charef mekabel naparna tochayzev a nivla bedavar achar kavaru tam kolosh umutur. The explanation that he gives here, which is not the subject of machlokes, is that if you cook a davar charif in a fleshig pat, the bliyos of meat that come out are only mushbach in the food itself. If they go back into the pot, so that's a tam kolosh, and that's not a tam mushbach, and therefore it doesn't renew the pot to make it a ben yayim.
This is only by basa.
This is only by basa, right? Basa b'chala. It's nasin nevela. We're going to talk about that in Siv Zayin. Okay,
if there is no cooking done
with, right? That's what he was saying. No, if the originally you cooked a sharp roast, then it's still 24 hours and that's it. Okay, it doesn't. A tam of a davar charif also gets old in 24 hours. It's only a food that's a davar charif that's mashbiach. Okay, Siv Zayin now is a bit more complicated. I have to give a short hakdama to Siv Zayin, because Siv Zayin is a. If you want to pick an example of a sif, where you have the idea of being mitzarif shitas, snifim, lahalacha, this would be a beautiful example. Let me tell you two issues of machlaikis, and then we'll learn the sif. There's one machlaikis rishaynim, what's an eina ben yaymai? We all know an eina ben yaymai, a pot that wasn't used in 24 hours, is pogum. When we say it wasn't used in 24 hours, we're going with the shita of the Rambam and the Rif. That Eina Ben Yaimai means Meis La'es, and that's the way we paskin, that after 24 hours, it's a Tam Pogum. The sheet of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam is that Eina Ben Yaimai means a night passed after the cooking. Eina Ben Yaimai, literally, it's not from the same day. So that if you cooked something on Sunday, and then the night passed from sunset to Alayis HaShachar, then that tam is now a tam pogum. You don't need 24 hours. You do need an overnight. You need from the beginning of the night to the end of the night. Einoi ben yaimai, that we consider to be a tam, which is a tam pogum. That is the sheet of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. We do not paskin like Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, except that we are going to use that as a tziruf in the sif we're about to learn. That's Hakdama number one, Machlaikis Rambam and the Rif against Rashi and Rebbe.
Could that be a Chumrah?
What? I don't want to confuse everyone, but yes, it could be a Chumrah. If you cook in the middle of the night, you would need 24 hours plus till Alayis HaShachar. It would be a Chumrah as well. Yeah. Okay? So that's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is a bit more complicated. So, Halt Kup, we're going back to the old rule of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. We have an old rule that if you cook heter in a way that it becomes trey from a bliya, the Ramah, we B'nai Ashkenaz, the Ramah Paskins, we say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, that itself becomes trey. I'm not talking now about Milchus Leflashis, I'm talking about trey. Meaning, if someone cooks kosher meat in a pot in which there's trefa meat was cooked within 24 hours, so that meat is chaticha nas nevela, becomes gufa iser. Not only has blias of iser, it becomes gufa iser. That's the way we pass in chaticha nas nevela. The mechaber holds that we only say chaticha nas nevela by basa b'cholof. Meaning, that if I cook meat, and then within 24 hours I cook milk, that milk is chaticha nas nevela. The milk is not also because there is a blia of iser in it. The milk is itself iser, because it's basa b'chalav. So the mechaber shita is that we only say chaticha nas nevela by basa b'chalav. And we agree that it's only a deraisa by basa b'chalav. But we're geyser shari surim atu basa b'chalav, and we hold that chaticha nas nevela by Shari Surim. Now, just to give you an example of where this becomes a very serious issue, I mentioned the example, I believe, last week. I know a certain out-of-town Jewish community where it's not a large enough community to have a kosher bakery, but there is a local bakery which is Jewish-owned, it's not from owned, and the Rav goes in and makes sure all the ingredients are kosher, and he certifies the food is kosher. They had, a number of years ago when this came up, they had a problem. That they bake on Shabbos, they're Yidden baking on Shabbos. It's not a Shomer Shabbos place. Well, what's baked on Shabbos is awesome. It is a gzeirah Meleches Yehudi. Anything a Jew cooks or bakes on Shabbos is treif. It's treif just like anything else is treif. You have to kasha kelim for it. It's one of the types of Issur Darabanan. If a Yid cooks on Shabbos. So that would seem to be easy. You make up with him. All right, everything baked on Shabbos is not certified. And whatever's baked Shabbos by day, there have to be some control of it. It's not kosher, and the rabbi will have to come in. For 1 minute, he comes in Sunday, he has a problem. Because on Sunday, he's not kashering the whole bakery every Sunday. So Sunday, there's a problem that the kelim still have blias from the Shabbos cooking. All right, so Sunday is also, you'll have to wait 24 hours. But now it's still a problem. On Sunday, when they're going to bake, the food they bake becomes usser from the blias that are in the pot. Chaticha nasa nevela becomes gufa isser. Now it becomes again a blia ben yaimai in the pot, and so on till Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, till they get to the next Shabbos. It's not going to be kosher. They won't. It's one gezerah. Chaticha nasa nevela. Chaticha nasa nevela becomes isser. That's a drabana. What else? Oh yeah, by Yisro Rabbanan we still say Chaticha Nasa.
Is it problem in the oven also or just the pot?
The pratim, there's no problem with the oven because nowadays we don't put anything in an oven. We put it always in pans, and baking things don't answer the oven. It's a problem with the pans, with the kale. Yeah, it's sort of a sidetrack. I just meant this as an example. What's negar to us is this issue of Eina Ben Yaimai. This sif is about Nice and Tam Lefgam. The second half of the sif we've been learning Nice and Tam Lefgam. When you cook something in a pot within 24 hours and the blia goes out into the pot, it becomes refreshed, so to speak. It's Nas Nevela. It goes back in, and now again it's going to aser the pot by being a new Chaticha Nas Nevela and a new Isser. This is the problem. The smack has a shita, and he says it's not true. When you cook, let's say in the bakery, you have food that you made on Shabbos. And Sunday, you're baking a new loaf of bread. The blia from yesterday comes into today's. He says, sort of, he doesn't use this expression, but he says, Eina neser, oisa, yoisa mina oisa. He says, the old tam, when it comes out, is still let's say 18 hours old. So the issa, when it goes back in, is still only going to be 6 hours old. Ay chaticha nas nevela. The chaticha nas nevela can't be more usher than the tam that came in. What came in was an 18-hour tam. So when it goes back, it should be mutter. The smack holds that it doesn't refresh it in the sense that it could usher again. What we Mechabit does here is he says we don't pass like the smack, and we don't pass like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But if we're going to take the two of them together, we're going to make it Siruf, and the Mechabit says that we're going to be make. Let's learn first the Mechabit and the first few words of the Ramah that explain the Mechabit, and then it's not so confusing, and then we'll see if I. How long you have to wait? The smack, you have to wait twice for the original cooking of the Yisr.
After Shabbos,
24 hours. After the last baking of Shabbos. Kedera shehi balua. Now the reason the Mechaber says here basa v'cholov, and he doesn't say shari surim. You look at the gra chav gimel kishi tasai dei nasa nevela ella b'basa v'cholov. The word basa v'cholov in the Shulchan Aruch is l'shi tasai. We could read this Mechaber like the Ramah, by Shari Surim as well. Okay, so getting back to the Shulchan Aruch. Kedera shi b'lua mebasa b'chol. You have a kedera that's b'lua from Isser. She nisbashu ba b'yachat. Either the milk and meat were cooked there simultaneously, or consecutively within 24 hours. V'kaidim sha'avar laila achas huchmu b'mayim. And then, before the night passed, somebody took this pot. Let's take an example. 9 a.m., they cooked basa b'chalav. And then, at 2 p.m., the pot was clean, and they cooked water. Kaidim sha'avar laila achas huchmu b'mayim. Chashiva bas yayma. Then it's considered to be 24 hours from the time that the water was cooked. So if kaidim shavro laila achas muchmu b'mayim, so then you need 24 hours from the second cooking, the cooking of the water. So the Rama in Pshat Nemechaber avolim avro laila mutter. But let's say you cooked on Sunday. 9 a.m., you cook basa b'chalav. Now, the first example was, you cook 2 p.m., you cooked water. So then the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait till 2 p.m. tomorrow. You need 24 hours. So Iska Paskin, you cooked the water was nas nevela. It's Iska Paskin, chaticha nas nevela. And now you can't use Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as a tziruf, because the two tzirufim didn't come at the same time. Here, 2 p.m., you have a shayla, is it nas nevela? And it is nas nevela, and therefore there are no tziruf. However, Zakhtar Rama, if the night passed, you cooked basa b'chalav of 9 a.m., and then a night passed, and the next morning at 7 a.m., you cooked water, do you now need 24 hours from the cooking of that water? Zakhtar Rama, and this is the kavan of the mechaber, that's mutter. Because then, 7 a.m., when you cook the water, you immediately have both tzirufim, you have a shayla. Is the water nas nevela? Well, that's a machlaikas. Like Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, the water is not nas nevela, because the night passed. It's ain't a ben yaymai. All right, we passed in like the Rosh and the Ram, like the Riff and the Rambam, and we're going to ask for the water. Now, you want to say on this water, which is the subject of machlaikas, that the bliya should go back in and renew the bliya. You're being mitzarif two chumris together at the same time. So here we have a sniff with mitzarif, the two shittas together. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam hold that the water is even mutter, and even though we're machmer on the water, we're going to be now we have a second question: should the water renew the bliya in the pot? So that was seimach on the smack together with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and we say that the water does not renew the bliya in the pot. Mitzarf to Tushitis, and we're makel that you only 24 hours from 9 a.m. of the cooking of basa b'chalav, and not a new 24 hours from 7 a.m. when you cook the water. Okay, I hope I'm being clear. The water itself be also forever, because if you cook something 23 hours and 59 minutes after, the food becomes also forever. It's just the bli and the pot which gets old. Yeah.
But if you cook or you bake at night, then it doesn't help.
If they're gonna, this only helps if the 24 hours, if the overnight passes before, yes.
So according to the smach, it never renews. According to the smach, once it's 24.
The smach sheet is that it doesn't renew.
It doesn't renew.
Right. Right. The mitzvah of the two sheetas. The Ramayah is a second case. The chenim avra laila bein bishul basa l'chalav. If the night passed between the cooking of the meat and the cooking of the milk, same thing, if you cook meat 9 a.m. and you cook milk 7 a.m. the next day, so again, the Rama holds that we could be meikel, because right away when you cook the milk in the morning, is the milk aser? Well, let's see. According to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, the milk is mutter. We're going to pass on the milk as aser, but right away we have the shayla of its mechadish the bliya, and on that we have the two tzirufim together immediately. So it's the second case that the Rama is meikel, and then he says, "Who adim b'chol isurim, l'fimay dekaimulam b'chol isurim chaticha nas nevel." So according to us, this is not the basa b'chalav. According to us, this is true by kol isurim, and by kol isurim we're only meikel if the overnight passed before the bliya was renewed. Only overnight, no. It's only from sunset to Shabbat that Rashi Rabbeinu Tam holds it.
This
is all b'diavad, yeah. Now the Rama adds one more prat. B'makeb hefsid yesh lahati b'kai gavna b'shari surim b'chol inyin rak she'em eis leis b'zman b'shol ha'isr. He says b'makeb hefsid you could be makel b'shari surim to be makel to go meis leis from the original cooking. I believe what he means here is to be mitzarif the Mordechai shita. There's a shita ha-Mordechai that's in Basel B'chalav in Simon the Tzadik Beis that the Rama says you can rely on b'makeb hefsid. The Mordechai is an image of Shita. The Mechaber Shita is, you only say Chaticha Nas Nevela by meat. By Basa B'chala. The Ramah Shita is, you say it by everything. The Mordechai Shita is that we're only geyser Chaticha Nas Nevela by Adava Yavesh. By Adava Lach, Lach B'Lach, by a mixture of Lach B'Lach, we don't hold Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim. The reason is not for now. By a mixture of lach halach, things that mix, we don't say chetich nastavel b'shari surim, and b'mokim hefsid was saimach on that, and that's this last Rama. Alright, so again, it becomes a little bit complicated. We haven't started the shach yet. The shach has actually three major disagreements with what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. So, as I said, this is a bit of a complicated sif. Let's try to take it one at a time. Yeah.
What does it mean? When does that mean?
From 9 a.m. In my example, you cooked originally 9 a.m., you cooked Isser. Now, the next morning at 7 a.m., you cooked water. So if the next morning you cooked the water, that would make it straight out. That were always mekel. If you cook the water 2 p.m., my first example, 9 a.m., 2 p.m., so and then the night passes, so there, by Basa B'chalav, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer, and by Shari Surim, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. Ramah says, we're machmer by Shari Surim. So on that chumri, he says, by Lach B'lach, you can rely on the mechaber.
Okay. I don't understand okay. The other one, but by Basa B'chalav, we just have the night, and you don't have to.
Alright, there are three cases of overnight. Alright, I'm sorry. There are three cases of overnight. There's a case, all cases you cook the Isser at 9 a.m. You can have a case where you cooked on the same day at 2 p.m. you cooked water and then you waited overnight. That's the worst case. Because there, right away, when you cooked at 2 p.m., it was Oiskep Paskin, that the Bliya is Nasan Avela. It was the same day. Then the overnight doesn't help you. The other extreme is you cooked 9 a.m., you cooked Pasa B'chalav, and you cooked water 7 a.m. the next morning after Alais. And that's the best case. Because there, in that case, at the time you cooked 7 a.m., it was already after the overnight. And both sfeikas come at the same moment. You have an in-between case where you cook basar at 9 a.m. and cholov 7 a.m., which for everything we've discussed so far is the same as the second case. Right away, when you cook the cholov 7 a.m., you immediately have two sfeikas, and therefore, even though the cholov is asar, as far as the blius is concerned, we're mekel. The Ramah is mekel. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam overnight, and then the question whether it renews the Tam Basar or whether the Tam Basar is still an old Tam Basar.
There's no point for hours on that.
Does it renew it, or is it? It's an 18 old. It's a 22 hour old Bliya. Does that 22 hour Bliya become a new Bliya, or like the smack that it remains an aged Bliya? Do you reset the clock? The third case is the problem. The first two cases you're okay with. The first two cases you're okay with.
It seems to, from the word, and I'm sure I'm missing something.
Which case are you referring to?
If 4 o'clock in the afternoon you cook basa, and 6 o'clock in the morning you cook chol. And then what's the then the shayu is what? Well, apagad akum chokul amayim biyad, What's the din of hafki?
That you go according to the original bliya.
So you wait 24 hours from
the first.
From the bus, is that what it's saying?
From the bus.
All right, you're making a good point. Hold on a second. We're going to see what you're pointing at is the third line, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think that's what you mean to point out. And I don't want to. I think so. I think that's what's confusing you. We're gonna talk about that momentarily. Okay?
Okay,
I think that's what's confusing you, and I think we'll see in a minute. Okay. Okay, I'd like to go through the Shach as clearly and concisely as possible because it is a little complicated. The Shach has three issues of contention with what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch Ramah not arguing any new machlaikis. It just plays back to the old machlaikis when you say Chaticha Nas Nevel. The two issues are easy. The third issue is a little more difficult. Let's deal first with the two issues. Most of Shach Yud Ches is a quote of the Beis Yosef. His disagreements are in the last 3.5 lines, and they're really something he said early in Behilchas Basa B'Chalav. In one prat, he's more makel than the Shulchan Aruch, and in one prat, he's more machmer. And the two main disagreements. Why does the Shulchan Aruch hold you only say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa B'Chalav? Why is Basa B'Chalav is more treif than Nevela? Well, why? What's the reason for Shulchan Aruch Shita? That by Basa B'Chalav we do say Chaticha Nas Nevela. By Nevela we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. What? And what do you mean? The reason is because Basa and Chalav are two heterim. When the basar goes into the chalav, it's not pshat, the chalav has a bliya of isser in it. The chalav is as much the isser as the bliya. So therefore, chaticha nas nevela, the milk is just as bad as the meat. So if it's milk with a bliya of meat, or meat with a bliya of milk, they're both equally the isser. And therefore, we call that chaticha nas nevela, the whole thing is the isser. Zok Teshach, basar b'chalav, is chaticha nas nevela, is by basar into chalav and chalav into basar. What's the case here in the Shulchan Aruch? Cook basar b'chalav 9 a.m. And then you cooked at 2 p.m. You cooked water. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, well, chaticha nas nevela in the water. Now you need 24 hours from 2 p.m. 1 minute. That water, lagabe basa b'chalav, is no different than shari surim. That water is not basa and it's not chalav. What's the difference if you have water that has blias of basa b'chalav, or water that has blias of nevela? If you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, that we're not goyzer chaticha nas nevela, the chaticha nas nevela is only meat into milk or milk into meat, so then, why be machmer on the water? If you look in the Shach, from the bottom of the page, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.5 lines up, at the beginning of the line. Makomake b'ikar adin shesfilei l'machaber v'harav. Yeah. Makomake b'ikar shesfilei l'machaber rav dekaderi shabluah mevasa b'cholav. Darmina chaticha nas nevela. Eini maida l'zeh. D'zeh domi l'shari surim. Once the basar and chalav is kvar nesar, one and the other, and now it's asari water, it's no different than a vela. So therefore, the mechaber's own shita shouldn't hold that there's an isser of chaticha nas and a vela by basar and chalav into water.
Depends on the old bishlach.
So he's more mekel. Now you do a bishlach a bishul.
Then re-cooking is a isser bishul.
So the vela also. You mean the isser of cooking basar and chalav?
That
could be. But the so this is his first time. Now this is not a harora lahalacha because we pass like the Ramah b'shari sur. This is harora on the mechaber, the light of mechaber himself. This is not possible b'chalav chaticha nas in the veil. That's his first harora to be the sixth light of mechaber to be more meikel. But then he has a second harora in which he's more machmer on the whole din. Let's read on. Va'oy kasafti sham. He's quoting what he said earlier in Simit Tzadik Dalit. Do ikar afila hamandiyama dolay aminich hatachinas nevela b'shari surim. Moide the tzarich be'es la'es b'shaschimo mamayim afilu b'shari surim. The shach shita is that even if you don't hold of chatichinas nevela, you still need 24 hours from the cooking of the water. The loy toli zeh b'chatichinas nevela oiloy ayin sham. The shach shita is that a blia is refreshed when it comes out of a pot into food. It's a metzias. It has nothing to do with haticha nas nevela. It's a metzias that when you have a blia in a kedera, and within 24 hours you cook it and it comes out into a food, that blia is refreshed, it's renewed, and therefore you need 24 hours, nothing to do with chatichanas nevela, no chumra. Then if you're cooking within 24 hours, the whole bliya is the schadish. But Beis Yosef doesn't hold that way. But the Beis Yosef is mekel by nevela and machmer by basa b'chalav. That's the problem. That's what he's saying. If you want to be mekel, you have to mekel by everything. If you want to be, if you machmer, you machmer by everything. By basa b'chalav that comes into water, if you hold it gets renewed, then you have to hold that way. Nevela that comes into water also gets renewed. So the Shach's argument is that the renewal should be a totally a renewal of the bliya into the water.
It's not the same. If you have a very little bit of issue in there to begin with, right? And now you cook it up. So now if you're not going to take a tikkun nas and nevela,
it's true.
Then all you would have to need, the only thing that...
Shishim kedegi, the original lister. It's true. Chatzis nevas nevela will make a difference in how much it asks. That's true. He's not dealing with that. He's just dealing with the basic din. Yeah. It's Tzadik Day. Look at Tzadik Dalit. It's the Kot Chabez. What? Right. It's a Metzias that if it goes into food, the Bliya gets renewed. It's a Metzias that it gets renewed. I can't prove the Metzias to you. When I cook things in pots, I don't feel the taste. But he says that's our Kabbalah. That's why the Shach disagrees. That is renewed. The Metzias of the Issa comes back. Now these are the two disagreements. So we have here a machlokes mikotzer lakotzer. The Shach holds if you cook water, it nothing to do with the nevela. It always renews the Issa. The Mechaba holds only by basa b'chalav or basa b'chalav into water. What? But it's not true. He says only by basa b'chalav. It's kedesh yibluim by basa b'chalav. He only says it by basa b'chalav. There's no kal v'chaymet in nevela because nevela is less chomer than basa b'chalav. That's the Shach's kasha, and he asks why the Shulchan Aruch only mentions basa b'chalav here in Siv Zayin. Why does he say kol yisurin? Okay, there is a third.
Shach doesn't paskin, no.
What?
He says, however you want to say, if you want to say the chumra.
Shach paskin, no, there he paskins very clearly.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
The Shach's chumra would be, even if you just have a flesh in the pot, then just cook water in it. That time basa becomes renewed for 24 hours, would that be followed?
And you fire the thing?
No, it cannot be. Because okay. Even in the water itself is only an apernat. You're allowed to, if it got mixed with milk, you could drink it. So it can't be that the water, if it gets mixed with milk, I could drink it. And the water's bliya back into the pot, it's going to ask us something. It can't be. So it's a tam kolosh. Once, when it's a heter, yes.
So what purpose does it get refreshed then?
It was refreshed only by yisr, not by basa, not by chol, by basa, by chol, by nevela. It becomes us. Now there is an additional two Rebbe Kivaygers on an additional point, which as far as halacha lemaisa is mostly academic. That's why I'm a supik how much to go into something which is a little confusing. But the middle case, the case where you cook meat on day number one, overnight passed and you cooked milk on day number two. So the Ramah said in the Kavan of the Shulchan Aruch that's also we make it siruf. We make this combination of the smack and Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach says that it's not true. He doesn't explain why. He says, it's not so. If meat is one day, milk the other day, we can't be mitzarev. Why can't you be mitzarev? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the long Rabbi Kiva Eger, the one that was referred to earlier as the previous one, in the long Rabbi Kiva Eger, Einay Mochach L'das Beis Yosef, he explains as follows. Again, we're trying to see now the third point of argument of the Shach, which is the case where you cook meat one day, milk the next day. Nireh Kavanas HaShach, the Shairish HaChilik, being Avril Laila, Kaidem Achim Umayim Oyachakach. The main difference between if a night passed before it was heated up. Oyachakach Hainu, Shem Huchm Umayim Tchila, in the case where you cook the water at 2 p.m., take if done an Amayim Nas Nevela. We immediately pasken ice, the water is Isser. So then overnight doesn't help. When you cook the water at 2 p.m., as I said earlier, it's kapaskin. In the other extreme case, we cook pasa b'chol of 9 a.m., and the whole night passed, and you cooked water at 7 a.m. The next morning, the water is an issa d'rabbanan. And it's a suffix to Rabbanan to go back into the pot. Shemek v'arnikfakam b'linas ha'layla. V'after mayim asurim l'shteis misafik, even though we pass on the chumra on the water itself, haynu da habalash ha'besaychei asur. That's because the bliya that came into the water is asur. Avaguf ha'mayim ha'besafik to Rabbanan. And therefore, v'imkei ba'av ha'layla. And therefore it's muta. V'imkei. The middle case. Ba'av ha'layla bein basar l'chalav. Where you cook meat one day and milk the next morning, the b'shas bishul achalav hadin the chalav nas nevela, the shail of milk 7 a.m. That's not a shail of a derabbanan. That's a shail of a deraisa, because you cook meat 9 a.m. and the next 7 a.m. you cook milk. The b'vasa b'chalav chaticha nas nevela deraisa. I have a suffik deraisa. V'kiva dayinu don in the chalav nas nevela. And then it's ice kapaskent on the milk. It's not misafik. It's a deraisa, so it's a vade psak that the milk is not in the veil. Boy, may slice, may acholav. You need 24 hours from the water. Vimchamu wachakach mayim, gamma mayim nas in the veil. The habain cholav lamayim, lay nischadish in yim pagam. Between the water and the milk, there was no overnight. So therefore, rak, the be'emes lodin, shema halayla kaidam acholav pagmai. You want to be mekel maybe the night before the milk was pagin, v'lay nasa chalav nevela, u'bezek farach marnu, mikaya savi deraisa de chalav nasa nevela, yef shalad nach kach lahakal amayim, loy medach chalav loy nasa nevela. Now tzach hacham eis leis, but I'm chimum amayim, the dikaitiv. He says dikaitiv, you have to be ayin hated. He says that the rule is, we only mitzar of two shittas, if the two shittas come to play together. If one is ice kapaskin, then we don't make tzerufim. Since on the milk itself, it's ice kapaskin, that's a shal of an issa deraisa, and it's kapaskin that the milk is an isser, so therefore the 24 hours starts anew, and you can't be mitzaref afterwards when you're cooking water, and you want to say that the bliya is not nischadish because of a tziruf, you can't make tzerufim that way. That's what he's saying. It's a little more complicated than I'm making it, but I'm trying to simplify it. What I wanted to do. So we have here these two sifim. Sifav, which is the easy one, comes up all the time. Sif Zayin, which is the more complicated one, it's rare. I can't remember anybody ever having a shayla that came my way that we were mitzar for Asher Ben Atam Shita on the overnight. It certainly could happen.
We go back to the bakery now. Why would we do
the bakery is a problem. The bakery is a problem, and either they have to kasher or have designated kalim. I think what they did in this place is they had. I think it was in St. Louis, but it was about 20 years ago. It may have changed. I remember from when I was learning Yerideya, that what I believe what they did at the time was they had designated kalim, kosher kalim. Not everything in the bakery is kosher. Maybe only the bread, or only the bread and the cheese danishes. I don't remember why. They had certain things that were used with the designated kalim. Mashgiach came in 2-3 hours a day. They baked, they wrapped, they put a simen, and that was the way they resolved it. Because
why did the bakery make the problem?
Why No, there was no. Again, you want to say if it's overnight, and then the next day, so you have again these two tzerufim. That's true. Okay. The problem is that according to the Shach, you still have a problem. The Shach holds that it has nothing to do with Chaticha Nas Neveila, that it's the Gufa Isser, and there this is renewed, and therefore there is no tziruf. Sorry. What? Okay, let's see, you go not like the Shach, you go according to the Mechaber. If you go according to the Mechaber, in that bakery case, if they're baking before, after Alois in the morning, okay, it could be they weren't baking after Alois, I don't remember the details of the Maisa Shahaya. But Albany, they do the way I'm describing. What? If they're not Jewish, then it's not a problem. If they're working.
The bakery is Jewish, but the bakery is
No. If somebody is over on Amir Lahakum and has a guy cook for you on Shabbos, is there an Isser with the guy cooked? Tzichas on Shabbos. There's a knas on what a guy cooks for a yid. There is an Isser. A guy cooks for a guy, there's no knas. A guy cooks for a year, there is a knas. What? I believe so. I would double check. It does. It says even when a guy cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, there's machlokes the chavis the nesivus and the chayyadim you have to kasher. A guy cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, so there is an issue. All right, I'm going to give out to you something from Hilchas Basa B'Challah. It looks upside down, but it's straight side up. I mean, half of it is one way, half of it is the other way. Yeah. The Shabbos. Well, if the owner is a Jew, I think it's always considered that he's baking for a Jew. If the owner is a Jew and he has Goyish workers, they're always baking for a Jew. What I have here. It's something that I wanted to have a fair amount of time to deal with. There are actually two totally different things on these pieces of paper. I'd appreciate if either you save them or you put them aside for next week. We'll collect them and save them. The main, as far as people are always curious about kashering, how kashering is done today. It's an interesting thing that there's something called, they call it industry standard. Industry standard means a good excuse. It means there are certain things that this is the way we are noyik to kasher. We means all the kashering organizations kasher a certain way, and even though certain things you have to go with the thumb to be mathier, but it's accepted as a head. There are two major issues that come up all the time in kashering. Of course, sometimes you have complicated kalim and you have other issues. There are two major issues. The single most called a contentious issue, because it's not contentious, everyone's doing it. But the one that I'm least comfortable with is one which I mentioned to you in the past. And that is the problem that comes up when a tray for kitchen has to be kashered ben yaymai. It has to be kashered within 24 hours. You go to the Hilton, remember when it's Hilton, or you go to any of these places, Al Karib, or any place that's kashered over. There is, at the present time, in the tri-state area, no hotel with a designated kosher kitchen. I believe Chicago has two hotels with kosher kitchens. The New York area has none. There's one going to open next month in Tarrytown. There's a Hilton that's being renovated. Maybe it does. Then I'm unaware of it. It may be that Brooklyn Marriott does. I'm not aware of it. But they kasher. Now, most of the kashering is done with libun, and there's no problem. You do libun, it could be a ben yaymai. There is no problem. There is some kashering which is done through Hagalah. How do they do libun? Well, it depends. The way libun is generally done, There are two types of libun. There's a libun that we're talking about is the stoves, the ovens. The stove tops are not a problem. It's easy to kasher. The ovens, we are saimach that the blia goes in through steam, not through be'en, because things are not made to be put on the oven. Trays are put into the oven. If the blia goes in through steam, really hagol is enough. Libun kal, a libun of 450 degrees, is the equivalent of hagola. And therefore, we do a libun, we turn it up to whatever broil is, 500, 550, 575, and we do a libun, which is good where hagola is needed. The tricky thing is to clean it out well. As much as you think this big fancy hotel with marble, clean, shining walls is so beautiful, the ovens are filthy. It's not. It's a big thing. They're very happy when they come into kasher and they start cleaning for 2-3 hours and they scrub the ovens. So they clean it and then they do a libun.
What's the big deal about self-cleaning ovens even in the home? In the home, it's also always because of Zayah.
Pesach, not only Pesach. You're right. It's only for Pesach. In the house, it's only Zayah, and you only need. It's true.
So a whole year, you never have to do self-cleaning. Just put it on, it's good enough.
Libun kal is good for blias that are zayah. Yeah. Now, when you have to kasher something through hagala, what we do, what the so-called industry standard is in the United States, Hasidic Shechsherim, Litvish Shechsherim, from the Hesachdus to the OU, everybody who kashes. Some places don't kasher. I think Breuer's doesn't kasher hotels. They don't kasher ben yaylis. They won't give a I believe it may have changed. I believe they don't kasher ben yaymas. When they have conventions, they go to convention, they make it ain't a ben yaymas. When you take a place for a weekend, you can make with a hotel to cut off the close up the kitchen for 24 hours to kasher. But if you're making a simcha, one night simcha, it's impossible. I assume you could pay if you pay enough, but it's not done that way. So what's done is it's kashered with boiling water and bleach or some other caustic soap is put into the water. And the assumption is the following. What's the problem? The blia comes out of the pot. It's ben yaymai. It goes into the water. It asses the water and it goes back into the pot. So we just learned. It's mechadish the blia. So that's not how you're kashering it. You're just renewing the blia. So the svara is, if you put in a dover pogum into the water, so the blia comes into the water, it becomes pogum, and then it goes back into the pot, and it's a tam pogum in the pot, and therefore it's never going to aser. This is the svara to be makel. This svara has a shaychus here to shach sivkot and chof aleph in simit tzadik hei, which is on the photostats, but before they have to see the shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch says, yirali in sivdal, shimnasnu efer b'mayim chamin. Now, Afer, you all know from learning Gemara that soap in the time of Chazal was Afer. What? Since when is ashes good soap? You ever tried to use ashes for soap? So the answer is we're talking about wood ash. Wood ash contains lye. Lye was the caustic soap that was used until they found that it corrodes the pipe. It's a very powerful substance. They still use lye? Where?
No, they're using the sulfuric acid.
All right, but when they used lye, they found two things about lye. One is that it ruined the pipes, and the second thing is that the vapors kill the workers. So some places are more concerned with the first, and some more concerned with the second. But today I think it's against the law to use lye except in a closed system. In a closed system where nothing evaporates into the air, it's legal to use lye. A lot of places, I don't know if it's used. I don't think it's used. So that's afer that we talk about here in halacha. If nasnu afer, if they put soap v'mayim chamin shabiyira in hot water that's in a pot, kaidim shenichu hakadeiros b'saicha. Listen to the Shulchan Aruch. Afa pisha shuman davuk behen mutter. Even the be'en becomes mutter. Dal yedei ha'afer, the entire thing becomes pogum. So the mechaber here in his yearly has an extraordinary kula. This is, I'm not talking yet about the kashering, which is what we're going to talk about in a minute. The daidea efer, who knows in time of gone, that the efer is paigim the be'en, that you can kash a tray for food by being paigim the tray for food. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Zok the shach, and sivkot and chaf aleph. Din zeh lo nimsa b'shum paisik, lo shum echad me'achreinim iskiru, Gam bebeis Yosef lo yizkirai. I don't know where this comes from. Adarav, mashma dimri apais, kimdein shum takana lahagil kli ben yaymai. He says, as far as I know, the Shas says, there's no way to kasher a keli within 24 hours. Imloi, sheyesh b'mayim shishin neged akli. Unless the water has 60 times the clean. Now, if you're kashering a spoon, you can put it into water that's 60 times itself. If you're kashering a big vat, the contents of the vat are never 60 times the vat. V'hachi muchach nami, and I'll prove it to you, he says. Mibakash kasef taisis perigit anasha say divra masla b'shakada. V'harosh l'sham. They write that Lepirish Rabbeinu Ephraim Da'am Alei Amrina Chaticha Nas Nevei Lurak Bebasa Bechalav Nicha Mashitzipsa Taira Lahago Klimidyan B'nei Yaiman. Taisa says, how did they kasha? We find in the Taira Moshe Rabbeinu told them kasha the Kalim of B'nei Midyan, that you got in the battle, you plundered these Kalim, kasha them. Kasha them what? There was no Gezerein of B'nei Yaiman Atu B'nei Yaiman, so must be they were kashering it B'nei Yaiman. So how do you kasher ben yaiman? Hey kashiru yaira gedayla. Frek, Tataisis says, how are they going to kasher a big keli? Hello, ain b'mayim shishim negan amayim nesarim. B'mayim nesarim. The water is going to become treif. Ula pirushay nicha, ki loy nasu amayim kula nevela. If you hold, you don't say chaticha nasu nevela. It's good. The water is not nasu nevela. Uma'at isa hanifla ben ayayra chayzev nivla b'saycha magilo shaynis. Vayse ma'at isa batul b'shishim b'mayim akal nashaynay. So Taisus says, how could you kasher a ben yaimai? If you don't hold chaticha nas nevela, you could cook water. The bliya comes into the water, goes out, goes in, goes out, and eventually it's bottled because there's no nas nevela. I come shiny. Vimisa, if it's true, you could just put in bleach. If it's true that it's possible to cook it to kasher a ben yaimai, halaya tayra bal umayin ela lahagil kol chad kedine. The imashum shamayim yasu he could take onto the efer. What is Taisus worried about? There's a takada to put in bleach. But tzarachim, why didn't they say that? So the Shach is saying the mechaba holds that you could be pagim even the shuman adavik behen. He says it can't be because you can't even kash a kalim that way. Because if you can kash a kalim that way, tzarachim, how could you have a kasher a kalim? But why does Tyson the Rosh say there's a problem kashering kalim? But they yaiman, I call it shayna. That's the loss, and you can't kasher a big kalim. Throw in afer. Sorry. So the Shach says that doesn't work. That's his kasher.
I know.
It would make the pot taste.
Yeah.
My wife uses soap. She doesn't feel that it makes the pot taste bad. I don't know.
That's why.
Okay.
It's a long one.
It could be. This is a Shas kasher. Now,
can't you always build a pot 60 times bigger than the first pot and put that pot in?
No. Yeah, the cost is we might as well just build a new pot, not build a big pot. You might as well.
You know. No, you have a big kasher in your pot.
Everything's possible. Everything's possible.
Not the big the regular pots.
The Chazainish has a piece on this. Chazainish says that the Shach is right in Svara, because how can you put in bleach and be sure it's Pagim? We say we don't know when Blias go into a Keli when they don't. We're always specific if Blias go in. So therefore, the Chazainish says that it depends. If you're not doing a Hagalah, you're just cooking something, and there's a Dover Pogum, and you say it's Pogum the walls, who knows? Sometimes Blias do go in, sometimes Blias don't go in. But Chazainish says when you're doing Hagalah Mamish, you're Mamish kashering, and the water is bubbling, and then we already have a Kabbalah that all the bliyas come into the water. We have a Kabbalah, we do a Hagalah, all the bliyas come out. He says, when you're doing a Hagalah Mamish, we have a Kabbalah, the bliyas come out. So then putting in a double problem is okay, because we have such a Kabbalah that it comes out. And therefore, the Chazanish says it's okay. He says that the Shach is right. Stamazai, if you cook a double pogum, you can't say that it's matter. What's matter into the kedera? The Shulchan Aruch says, So there, mayim chamin, you don't know that the bliya goes into the pot. But b'shas hagola, the Shach says, the Chazanish says, there we have a kabbalah that it's mutter. You have a kasher from Taiz. You have a kasher, but we have a kabbalah. I think he answers the kasha as well in the Chazai Nish, but this is the Chazai Nish. Now, I want to explain to you why the way it's done today is that we do kasha. They kasha using something caustic. They put in something which gives a bad taste, and then makel. The Mokka in Labal, now this is the custom, as far as I know, all the places that kasher. I should tell you that in El Karib, when they kasher, they don't kasher anything with Haggadah. And for whatever the reason is, because of the way the kitchen is set up, when there's a chasana there, the only thing they kasher are the ovens, and nothing is produced there, everything is warmed up there. I can't say for every caterer, I can only speak when Shiks goes in, and I've been there when they kashered. And there's no kashering done through anything through Haggadah. They don't use any utensils of them. They don't use a dishwasher. They don't use anything. All they do is use the ovens and the stovetops, and that's all. The tables are covered with five covers. What?
I once spoke to the man who runs Wham, and he told me, too, the same thing, that most of his hotels, they don't bring anything. They don't do the ovens, only the top.
They all do the ovens.
No, the
ovens.
I mean the top, the gears range. He says they bring in their own stuff.
They don't do the gears range? Okay, I can't speak for someone else. No, the ovens, they all do ovens. They all do ovens. No one doesn't do ovens because it's impossible. Let me just finish and then I'll tell you. What they do, and again, I'm not the world's expert in this. I'm only telling you what I've seen, and it could be different Hechsherim do it differently. What they do is they put in a Dabar HaPaygim. Now, there's a little bit of a problem. The problem is that many of these pots do not come to a bubble. They don't boil to a bubble. Now, I say pots, they're not pots. They're built-in steam kettles that are manufactured to specifications. Many of them don't come to a boil, and the Kwetra Rabelski told me some of them would get ruined if you made the water come to a boil. So here you have a bit of a problem. We're being makel to put in something that's caustic, so that gives it a tampogum. Plus, it's really the Shach doesn't seem happy, but with Seimech and the Chazai Nish, who says that Bishas HaGola, it's something that's mutter. However, it doesn't come to a bubble. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Hagolah needs Mayim Reischim, needs bubbling water. So what the Hechsherim are saying is the following. Again, it's funny, we're going to use two coolers of the Chazai Nish, of all people, right? Chazai Nish himself argues that for Hagolah you shouldn't need Mayim Reischim. There's a water bubbles at 212. Water evaporates, really water evaporates all the time, even cold water evaporates. But water turns to vapor. There's a temperature known as turning to water vapor, which is about 190. Where you could see the steam of the water evaporating, despite the fact that it's not bubbling. Chazai Nish holds that that's really enough for Haggadah. You don't need bubbling. Like most Achrayim say bubbling. He says you need the temperature where it evaporates rapidly, which in our numbers would be 190. So then Makel, to get it to the 190, sometimes a little under 190, 180, and to use a Dover HaPaygan. And this is what they do. Now, everybody who eats in the metal, I was only in the metal Hilton once when they kashed, but this is how they kashed everything that needed Haggadah, everything, but the oven was kashed this way. The additional problem is that they use bleach or ammonia, which is not really good. I mentioned to you in the past that bleach evaporates at a much lower temperature. And really, it's a favorite thing of Rabbanim to go in when they're kashering. I did it too. I went in, he was in the middle of kashering, the guy was standing there with his case of bleach. I took a ladle full of the bubbling water out and put it into a cup and waited for it to cool. And I told him to taste it. He said, it's bleach. And if it wasn't bleach, you tasted it, the bleach had evaporated. Now, what he's supposed to be doing is constantly adding bleach on a constant basis, which he was doing. He was adding bleach. It evaporates very quickly. Now, we're using a cooler, which itself is a subject of machlaikis. So let me ask you, what's the din? How often do you have to add the bleach? I don't know. What do I tell him? How often do you add the bleach? You have to have bleach there all the time, most of the time, a lot of the time. I don't know. It's a problem. So this is... this is an issue. Now, the reason I want to show you the Shach, there are many, many people who talk about kashering this way. They call it the Shach's way, as if it's the Shach's kula. It's the Shach in that the Shach is machmir, and it's known by the name that there's such a Shach. It's not a davar pashut at all, and I don't know. This is, like they say, this is the industry standard. This is the way it's done, and I don't know exactly. In Eretz Yisrael, if they do it this way, I don't know. I'm certainly personally very unhappy with kashering this way. I don't think it's a good idea. Everyone does it. What? I have no idea what's going on there. There they kasher kosher things, you know. It's got to be kosher at every standard. But it's not so posh. I know when we went to Eretz Yisrael at the camp, we had a bit of a problem because the place was kosher. But when it came to Trumas and Maisers, there was Samachan Rabbanut, which were not Samachan. So now the Kalim, all the Kalim become treif. It becomes a problem. Vegetables, which are the best thing in America, are the worst thing there. I know somebody went into a nut store here on King's Highway, and he told him all the nuts are kosher, and they didn't have a Heksher, maybe now they do. But someone called me, he said he bought sunflower seeds. He said, it's from Eretz Yisrael, why could we trade for about sunflower seeds? I told him, the only place that there's a problem with sunflower seeds is from Eretz Yisrael. Because everywhere else, there are no shilas and with things that grow from the ground. That's all. So this is, why? Because there's no other way to kasher. They kasher this way, the big vats into which they throw things. Silverware, I don't say everybody, it's Akshadara. There are many places where the caterer brings his own silverware. Shik uses his own silverware, I know. And in addition, there's a place called Ace Rental. You've seen it. They rent chairs and tables. They also rent to caterers who don't want a pachka with silverware in China. They have china that they rent to the caterers. The problem, of course, is which caterer they rented to yesterday and which one are they doing it today. It's a bit of a problem. Ace rents to all their sharing. Kehila has its own pattern. Ace bought for our caterers their own pattern, a separate set of dishes that they rent out only to places that Kehila approves of. Kehila and Ark use it, and they rent only to our chevra, and they have the china, they have the silverware, which is designated, so they don't have to kasher. A big issue were the soup tureens that they were kashering. The soup tureens were kashered this way. It became a big issue because of the fold and the crack in the fold, the question of whether you can really get it clean and kasher it. So I don't know, like, soup is the one thing a lot of people like at a wedding, and soup could potentially be a problem. So I'm coming to teach what it says here. Like I say, it's something that's done in the industry. This is the way they kasher. From the time I got married 28 years ago, I told my wife that we don't eat in any kashered chasna hall that's a kashered over, a kashered kitchen. There are too many problems. There's too much of a deadline. I mean, they start kashering, they start cleaning. So they start cleaning at 9 a.m., the crew comes in. It's enough time. But what happens is not enough time. There's a deadline. There's a lot of pressure in these places, and Vinishvi, they're going to end up being Simon on some type of bidyevet. The industry says that everybody eats.
What do they do with Mike and Shabbos?
What? They kasher before Shabbos. Everything's cooked before Shabbos. Okay, now there's a second. There's a Chavos Das on the reverse side, which I'd like to learn with you next week before we start Kofei. Yitz Hashem, I'm going to invite Rebelsky to comment on it. Rebelsky approves of this manner of kashering. You could discuss it with him. He did tell me at one point that he told them not to use bleach, not to use ammonia, to use a caustic soap. And I don't know exactly what type of caustic soap. But he'll be here. There's nothing personal here. These are all shayos. If you remember, there's a second part of the kashering process, which is not in hotels, which, believe me, I'll mention to you next week. If you're not going to save this piece of paper for next week, please pass it up. And David, if I can ask you, Kufay, we're going to Kufay, because Kufdal, we had double Kufay.